Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Mem Hei, and today we're going to talk about the sugya of Chatzi Shir in Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzeh. Chatzi Shir in Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzeh, and it comes up right here in the Gemara implicitly. The Mishnah tells us on daf Mem Hei and Aleph, Batzeg Shebesitkei Areva. What happens if one has dough, one has a pot, and there's some cracks in the pot? So one pushes dough into the cracks in order to seal up the cracks. So Im Yesh Kazayis B'makam Echad, so if there's Kazayis in one spot, so then it's chametz. The dough can be chametz. If there's a kazayis in one spot, then chayef levayir. They have to be mevayirit because, you know, that's chametz in your rishus. V'imlav, but if not, there is no kazayis in one spot, batal b'miyuto. If it's less than a kazayis, then it's batal b'miyuto. It's so small. V'chein l'inyin atumah, and so too regarding tumah. The Gemara explains what that means. But the Gemara here has 2 days within the Gemara, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is b'chalik between a kezayis and less than a kezayis. Where is this? So, machlokas, 2 days. Amar v'yudam Shmuel, first day. Lo shanu, when did we say there's this chelik el b'makam she'in asuyin l'chazik? That's only where, if it's, let's say, high on the top of the sides of the pot. So it's not there l'chazik. It's not there where you're going to be mevatalit and leave it there forever. So that is where we say that there's a chelik between kezayis and not kezayis. So b'makam she'asuyin l'chazik, but if it's on the bottom of the pot where you need it there so that water doesn't seep out of the cracks, ain't no chayv levar. But if b'makam she'asuy l'chazik on the bottom, then no matter what, you don't have to be mevarid, even if it's a kezayis. Michal de b'pachas be kezayis, mashba, then if it's less than a kezayis, b'makam she'asuy l'chazik, ain't no chayv levar. If it's less than a kezayis, even on top, even in a place that's ain't asuy l'chazik to hold the water, you don't have to be mevarid. So that is l'kula, that if it is in a place that's asuy l'chazik, then even if it's a kezayis, you do not have to be mevarid. And if it's in a place she'ain't asuy l'chazik, then as long as it's less than a kezayis, you do not have to be a mevayir. Iga demasi la seif, and some say this chilek is going, that reviewed Amar Shmuel statement is going on the second line. V'im lav batel miyuto. If it's less than a kezayis, then it's batel. And on that, Amar reviewed Amar Shmuel lo shon el makom asui lechazek. This is only in a place where it is asui lechazek. So if it's asui lechazek, it's on the bottom and is less than a kezayis. So then we say that it is batel. But the Gemara continues, Ava b'makom she'ein asui l'chazek, but if it's all the way on top, the tippy top, so then chayav levar, so then what is chayav to be mevar, even if it's less than a kezayis? V'chal de kezayis, havin l'makom she'asui l'chazek, chayav levar. If it's a kezayis, even if it's on b'makom asui l'chazek, one has to be mevar. So those are the 2 days in the Gemara, how to understand the Mishnah about where this dough is. What is the reason, according to the Deah, that says that if it is, even if it's pachos b'kezayis, one is chayiv levayer? According to wherever it is, whatever opinion that you're talking about, whether it's asur l'chazek and asur l'chazek, there are some stages that even if it's pachos b'kezayis, so then one is chayiv levayer. Why would that be? So if you look in the Me'iri here says, because maybe, even though you have a half a kezayis somewhere, so then maybe it'll combine with another half a kezayis, and you put it together, and then it'll be a kezayis, and then it would be a problem of Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh. The Gemara says here, V'nam Rubah B'Gemara Shtei Lashonos Shoha Echad Hefech L'Chaveiro. Says the Me'iri, these are two Lashonos, that they're opposite each other. Right, the question is, where is the dough, and how machmer one has to be. But, according to the, he quotes in the second day, so again, Ula Chumra, that which it says, V'Yavlav Batav B'Miyuto, it needs both. It means Asui L'Chazek and Pachos Mikazayis. But if it's Ein Asui L'Chazek, you have to be Mevarit, even though it's less than a Kazayis. Right, you need both. If it's on the top of the, towards the top of the pot, even pachas b'kezayis you have to get rid of. Why? Why do you have to get rid of it? It's pachas b'kezayis, says the Me'iri. The pachas b'kezayis lo chashiv, areva shiny. This pot is different. Shema yesh harbe chatzoi zesim bepizur. Maybe there are many half kezayisim scattered about. V'hu mechansam. And he gathers it. Does this mean he will gather it at some point? Or maybe it means v'hu, and the pot is mechanis, gathers it together, holds it together, and it is considered a kezayis. V'mechansa michlal, the kezayis abamakam asul l'chazek chayev l'va'er. So, not 100% clear in the Me'iri, but the Me'iri either says, l'maisa, the two chatzi shears will combine, possibly will combine, and therefore one would violate. So again, fundamentally, it sounds like from the Me'iri, Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh would not violate if it's stam chatzi shir. The only problem is that it might combine into a shir, and that's why you have to be nervous about it. So again, why would that be? Right, we know the Gemara says in Yuma, Dafayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, Chatzis Yiras Asim in HaTorah. Machalos Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzis Yiras Asim in HaTorah, either because of the Gzeras HaKasiv of Kol Chelev, or because of the Svara of Chazi Le'itz Tarufei, that's why it's Aser. So it doesn't sound like the Meiri is saying it's Aser now because of Chazi Le'itz Tarufei. It sounds like it's you shouldn't have it because Gzera, you might come to put it together and then it'll be a Shir. It doesn't sound like this is the Daraisa itself. The Maram Chalava as well. Here, Maram Chalava mentioned something that we had earlier back on Daf Chavtes. We had a shiur about this topic, but the Maram Chalava is right here. Maram Chalava says, fundamentally, according to the second Lishna, you should say, Pachas Bikazayas, right? There is no Chati shiur when it comes to Bali Rabbi Yamatzi for some reason. But here we would say there is. Why? Uleidach Lishna, Amrina de Bamakam, Shein Asui Lechazek, Afilu Pachas Bikazayas Chayav Levar. If it's in a place, ain't asui l'chazek, you have to get rid of it, even though it's pachad b'gazayis. Umitakamar chayav levar mashvat d'chayav midaraisa. Sounds like it's daraisa, not like what the Meiri sounded like. V'yavagav d'pachad b'gazayis hu dilma midaminan hashpasa l'achila. We compare Ba'ir Rabbi Yamatzeh to the Isra Achila. Ma achila kaimel an chazi shir asam in HaTorah, just like the Isra achila of chametz is kizayis and its chazi shir is asam in HaTorah, afash basa nami, so do hashbasa. That was our shir that we had in Lamdis on Psachim Daf Chavtes, all the comparisons between Bali Rabbi Yimatze and Isra achila, and that we this was on the list. Miyu Isra, hu de'ika av malchus leka, t'lo adif hashbasa me'achila. But you're not going to get malchus. You're not going to get malchus for it for Chatzi Shir. That's assuming that you would get Malkus possibly for general by Rabbi Yamatzeh, which itself is a discussion. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Aleph Gimel, only if you buy Chametz. Okay, but either way, Baram Chalava also fundamentally seems to say you shouldn't violate by Rabbi Yamatzeh for Chatzi Shir, but here, because it's compared to the Isra Achila, that's why you would violate. And the question is, why is that? Why is that? Is that agreed to? So if you look in the Radvaz, the Radvaz Paskins Lamaisa, no, the Radvaz Paskins, there is no Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh. The Maram Chalava says, well, there shouldn't be, but there is because of the connection to Achila. And the Meiri says, there isn't, but maybe Midrabanan, there's something. The Radvaz says in a Tshuva, Aleph, Kuf, Lamid, Hey, that there is not. Fascinating tshuva there. The Radvaz says, Sha'altad mi meni otcha daiti, b'chatzi zayis chametz, imsorach levar alod. You have to get rid of half a gazayis of chametz. Midra said, tshuva, me'rabanan pshita, tzorach levar. Midrabanan, but not daraisa at all. Maybe what the Meiri say, maybe not. But midaraisa, no chiv. To a time araba ika. Why? But why do you have to get rid of it? Because you might come to eat it. That's all. Not because of the conceptual connection between the Isra Achila and Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh, but Lamaisa, practically, you might come to eat it. You can't have half a kazayis, and if you even have a kazayis of chametz, you violate an Isra Daraisa. The time of Rabbi Ika, the kiva, the chatzi shir, asam in HaTorah, the kaimel and krab Yochanan, chayshin Hashem yavalochlo. Omei hai taima, afilu bitel asa chametz. Even if you did bitel, says the Radvaz, the acharkach matzi chatzi zayis sarach levayer. Dini de piru in the lavadat taya ilavayu batili memela. Even though crumbs, like the Gemara says on the Vav, crumbs that you don't have das about, uzbata memela, le'inish lo yavar alababal yorabay yamatzei, afilu mashi lehu, avalo batili memela, le'inish lo yeha ochlo ochel chametz. But they're not bata memela, so that a person would eat it, wouldn't violate. V'yafilu eicha debatli, nehi demol habito lin shalo yavar, aval ba yorav yamatze, aval linyan sha'ochlo yepater ein lanu. Hilka, cha'ochel chatzi zayas chametz, osur afilu bidlo. If you're mevatel your chametz, then you eat a hefek zayas of chametz, you don't say, oh, it's mevutel, it's like dirt. There is a line like that in the Sefer HaMichtam on Davav, who seems to say that, yeah, once you're mevatel it, inerotza b'kiyumo, so then he asked that question. And, the Maram Chalava also asked that question based on the Ramban and the Rashi's Pshat of Bittel. So maybe you should say it's you could even eat it. So he has that line, the Sefer HaMichta. But the Ravah says, of course not. No, there's a chilut. Bittel works to prevent Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh. Eating is eating. The Elote Mach, because if you don't say this, Hari Yavadal HaSachamid Zerah Pesach, U'Pesach HaPesach, Yimali Kreisu Mimenu, Be Mavadal Yechamid, and during Pesach, fill your stomach with it, V'Yomer Ofer Ba'alma Ani Ochel. I'm eating dirt. V'kiva dechati shir asa lo'ochlo min ha'Torah, im lo bitlo, v'im bitlo asa min rabbanan, v'sorach levar k'dei shalo yovel lo'ochlo. So that's what he says, that l'maisa, you have to be mevarit, midir rabbanan. And he says again towards the end, mikol hakom estavrali del ein chayav levar le'im midir rabbanan, dimishim shalo yavar, leka ela b'kizayis. And the question is then, why? Why is there no chati shir? Chati shir applies by so many isurim. in the Torah. So why wouldn't it apply to Ba'ir Rabbi Matzi fundamentally, and the Baram Chalav has to come up with the Chiddush of the connection to Isra Achila v'chulu. So, four possibilities. Says the Chacham Tzvi. Interesting, this is not so much in the Rishonim. A little bit in the Rishonim. You know what? Let's start with the Rishon. Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David, back on Daf Vav, asked this question. He says, why is Chatzi Shir not, one does not violate by Rabbi Matzeh? It's like the Gemara there says, Piru and crumbs. Crumbs are not Chashiv. Memela. So therefore, here, right, the Chatzi Shir, it goes into that area. Goes into half a kezias of something else. So that's not Balta Memela. But if it's half a gezias of just having something in your reshus, and that's the iser, so then it will be batam amela. Ilema mishim piru and aloha shivi, says the Gemara. Hachinami havele lemeimar deles behu shiura. It could have said also, there's no shiur. Je'ena over bebal yirabe yamatzi ela bekezias. Kedisa berkama de besa. You only violate with a kezias. Ela adifa mina ka'amar. Dinami amrit du tzorach levar bepachas bekezias bidin chatzi shiur sa'asim in a Torah. Even if you want to say that pachas bekezayis is chatzi shir, bepirurin eino bedin bal rabbi yamatzei mishum delo chashivi vein daito alayhen. Well, crumbs you don't violate by yamatzei because they're not chashiv. Because she ain't daito alav eino over alav bal rabbi yamatzei k'moshe kozav lamala. And if you're not, your das is not on it, you don't violate. So is he saying there's a difference between half a kezayis and crumbs? Maybe. Maybe he's saying that if it was a real half a kezayis that wasn't crumbs, you would violate. But he talks about it at least. He talks about it at least in the sugya on daf vav. But the achronim explain why fundamentally maybe one wouldn't violate by Rabbi Yamatzeh. So if you look in the Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi has two suggestions. Number one, maybe the Isur of Chatzi Shir is only by Isurei Achila. Right, remember the two sources of Rabbi Yochanan. This a suggestion of the Chacham Tzvi assumes that the Iker source is the Pasuk. Kol Chelev, any Chelev one is going to violate with, any Chelev, even Pachos Mikazayis, Pachos Mikashir. Yesh Lomer, the Shiny Isser Achila, the Islan Kra, the Kol Chelev, could he separate Perak Pasur the Yoma? So maybe it only applies to Isurei Achila. Gvar Tirtu Atos V'Shan, Lai Yitzchok Svar, V'Kra, Lefi Zeh, B'Kol Shari Isurei Torah, by other Isurim Kagon. HaTolu Seir Echad B'Nazir, if I pull out one ear of a Nazir. O B'Shabes, O Motzi, Pachos B'Kashir, Ein Bo Isur Torah Klau. Maybe there is no Isur Torah when it comes to non Isurei Achila. The time of the Chazilis Tarufei L'Chulo Mahani. Because Chazilis Tarufei is not the Iker Svara that is combinable to this source. That is the suggestion of the Chacham Tzvi, and that's against a number of Rishonim. Some Rishonim we have Chatzi Shir even by non-Isurei Achila. Rashi in the Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos Lafayin Dalet, in the one Amud in Shas about Borer. So the Gemara there discusses a brisa. The brisa makes some type of chilek. Something's mutter, something's aser. The brisa says, somebody can be borer va'ochel, uborer umeniach, v'lo yivrar, v'imbira chayev chatas. Mutter, don't, and if you do, it's chayev chatas. So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. What exactly does that mean? What's the chilek? So one of the possibilities, Rav Chisda says, maybe it means borer va'ochel pachas b'kashir, you're allowed to do pachas b'kashir, borer meniach pachas b'kashir, u'kashir lo yivrar, v'imbira chayev chatas. Maybe that's what the brisa means. You could do a pachas b'kashir, but not the shir. So matzkal Rav Yosef, v'chi mutter lefos pachas b'kashir. Says Rav Yosef, are you allowed to bake pachos b'kashir? So why are you allowed to do isur malacha pachos b'kashir? Rashi, what does that mean? Nehi dechi evchatos leka isur miyaika. There's still an isur da'oraisa to do a malacha Shabbos pachos b'kashir. Kde kaim alon chatzi shir asur min haTorah perak basur de yoma. Right, as it says in Yoma dafayin dalet teichik tani bor lachadchila. So that can't be. So Rashi beferish says pachos b'kashir even by non isur achila. By in Isser Shabbos. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, the first Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam discusses what's the Isser Daraisa of Geneva. The Rambam says, Kalagoniv Mamon Pishav Epruta Valamala over Alosaseal Shinemar Lo Signovu. Lo Signovu, if you're steal a Shava Pruta. Vein Lokan Alav Zeshar, Initalan Tashlumin, Vechulu. And then Halcha Beis, Aser Lignov Kol Shehu Din Torah. Right? That you violate the Isser, the full Isser of lo signova if you steal a pruta, but if you're not allowed to steal at all, kol shehu. Why? Magen Mishnah. V'din pachad nishar a pruta, but mamon kedin chatzi shir b'yisurin. It's like chatzi shir b'yisurin. So you see, there are other Rishonim that argue with this suggestion of the Chacham Tzvi. But that's number one. You could also think about why. What's the Svara? Why Dafke should only apply by Yisrael Achila? Okay, that's number one. Number two, the Prima Gadim writes in the Psicha Dilchas Pesach, but also the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Pei Aleph says, maybe it's limited to the opposite. He doesn't focus on Kol Chelev like the Chacham Tzvi, but he focuses on the other suggestion, Chazi Litzarufei. It's combinable. What does that mean, it's combinable? Says the Shagas Aryeh, maybe, and why does he say this? He says this because he's trying to figure out the nafgamina between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They argue at the beginning of Maseches Beitza regarding what the shear is for Bal Yerabai Yimatze. So assuming that there's no Malkus for Bal Yerabai Yimatze, which is itself a discussion, so what's the nafgamina? What's the nafgamina between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of the shear? If you say that pachas b'kashir, chatz shear is asur by Bal Yerabai Yimatze anyway, so then what's the machlokas? Right, we have the machlokas, the Gemara in Beitza Dav Zayin. Le'inyan achila, everybody agrees that it's a kezayis. The machlokas is regarding Bar Rabbi Yimatze. My nafkamina, baha plukta, bekamashira, de sa'or le'inyan beer, given to la'olam, I feel the bashira rabbi in lokanalav. Right? You're never going to get malkas anyway. And regarding less, pachat bekashira is also in a Torah. So what's the nafkamina b'shara b'shila? They argue about the shir for Bar Rabbi Yimatze. Elavade, it must be no. Pachat bekashira, there is no iser. And therefore, you have to know what the shear is. Vadish, I mean, the Bachas Bikashira, Filu Isura, great, the Namileka, Vavsha, Nafgamina, Tuva, Bahai Shira. So there's a big Nafgamina. Fine. So the question is now, why? So why isn't there an Isra of Chazi Shir when it comes to Bali Rabbi Yimatze? So he says, Chazi Litz Tarufe. The only time that you're going to violate is where there's a type of Avera that takes a certain amount of time. It starts now and it continues for the next 3 minutes. If I eat something that's Usr. So I start now, and then when I finish eating in 5 minutes, so the Isser started at T1, and it continued till T2. That's Chazi Litz Tarufe. You can see the Aveira started now. But if you have an Aveira that doesn't take up amount of time, let's say I have a half a Kazayas in Mereshus today, and then I have to get another half a Kazayas in 3 days from now. So when did the Aveira start? It started today? No, it starts when I get a Kazayas. It's not a process. So you can't use the principle of Chazi Litz Tarufe in that regard. So maybe it's similar to the Chacham Tzvi only by Yisur Achila, but it doesn't give the Svara. Right? It's not Dafka. He says maybe it would only apply to Yisur Achila or the like. Nimsa hai kolshu sha'achal kvar bi isura achal amafreya ta iyum itstarif umashlum l'shir achila avagabi bal yira afilu miyashlum babasar zman l'shir kezayis eino over elamikano l'haba. The Avera starts then. The kolzman sha'ah etzlo pachos bi kezayis lek isura klal amafreya afilu babasar shlimu l'kezayis eino over al sheheus pachos bi kishir klal l'sha'avar. And therefore, that's why it wouldn't apply to bal yira ba yimatze. That is the suggestion of the Shagas Aryeh. Number of Mefarshim wonder about this because sometimes there are cases that you don't have Chazal Sarufi, it's still going to be Usser. Right? The Akronim point out, what if you eat a half a Kozevis at the last minute of Yom Kippur? So is there, right? Or let's say you make a Shvua that you're not going to eat a certain hamburger, and then there's only half a kazayis left. So is it also to eat the hamburger, right? Where chazis terufe is not possible. So again, that's a suggestion of the Shagas Aryeh. Maybe that's a svara behind the earlier Chacham Tzvi. But then the Chacham Tzvi, get back to the Chacham Tzvi, gives another svara. One word, maybe there's another reason why it shouldn't apply to Bal Yerabai Yimatze. Achshave. Maybe the whole point of Chatzi Shir Asamana Torah is because, even though objectively it should be meaningless, it should be Chatzi Shir, it should be non-significant, but because you ate it, let's say by eating, because you did something actively to show that you thought it's significant, you ate a Chatzi Zayas, so then that gives a Chashivas. That's Achshevei. And that's why it's Asr. Yesh Lomar, Da'apa Kol Yisur and Pachas B'Kishir Nami Asamana Torah, Hainu Dafka Ba'osa Maisa Shemach Shivo La'osa Pachas B'Chatzi Shir. Avo B'chameit Pachas B'Kazayis Shinosa Maisa Av Hefa Kazayis in my house. I don't do anything. I just have it in my house. So there's no Achshevei there. I didn't do anything to show that I find it significant. Therefore, you don't say Chazil Sarufei, and one wouldn't be Chayef for Chatzi Shir in that case, right? Achshevei, we have in other places too. Remember the Mishnah, beginning of Hamatznia. In Shabbos, right? There are different shiurim for carrying things out on Shabbos. But what if I'm matznia? What if I put away a tiny little thing? So I carry that out. So I'm going to be chayav d'oraisa on Shabbos for that. Why? Rashi says, to ha'achshevei. So matznia, even a kol shehu, is going to be chayav. Sometimes your actions can determine. That's Achshavah. It comes up in other contexts as well. There's a Rashi in Beit Sadach Chav Zayin where maybe the Torah could be Achshavah Lahavaras on a burning Truma Tamei on Yantif. Okay, but either way, this is the Chacham Svi. This is used by a number of other Achronim. The Torah Chesed, right? The Rav Shneur Zalman Ladkin from Poland, 1800s. He says, according to this Svara, maybe, according to the other way you could violate by Rabbi Matzah, let's say you buy Chametz on Pesach. Let's say you buy a Chatzi Shir. So then you would violate by Rabbi Matzah. Because there you are, Achshaveh. You showed that there was significance. Or the Avnei Nezer writes in Yeridei and Simin Kuf Samach Aleph. He conceptually is Mechalik, not Lemaisa, but conceptually the Isser between the Isser of Gezel and the Isser of Ribis. Gezel, he says, the focus of the Avera is on the wheel, a half a Kezias, that didn't show anything that he thinks is significant. So maybe you wouldn't violate by Daraisa. But by Ribis, the focus is the Malviz taking and Hana'a that he gets. So if I take Ribis, even half a Pruta, then that would be good enough. Okay, there is a discussion that Dogma Merfava writes in Simon Tuffman Beis that even if there's no Issa Daraisa about Rabbi Yamatzei, there still could be an Issa Darabanan about Rabbi Yamatzei, like maybe the Radvaz says, maybe you might come to eat it. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says in Tuffman Beis, Xeber, you might come to be Masha, even a Kezias. So is it Xeber Mishum by Rabbi Yamatzei? Within itself, or Xerim Mishum the Isra Achila. And the Minchas Chinuch also has one other comment that even if you say there's no Bayi Rabbi Yamatzei, you might have to get rid of it because of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu might apply by Chatzi Shir, even if Bayi Rabbi Yamatzei wouldn't have Chatzi Shir. Again, it gets into the sugya of Chatzi Shir by mitzvos as well. Okay, we'll stop here.